Enhance your ability to generate ideas, regardless of your age, skill level, profession, or background. You can generate ideas more swiftly and effortlessly. You can train your mind to become idea prone. The basic components comprise: 1. Leveraging your sense of humor to your advantage. 2. Harnessing the imaginative spirit of your inner child. 3. Encouraging your curiosity. 4. Visualizing your objectives. 5. Rethinking your thought processes. 6. Integrating diverse ideas. 7. Conquering the fear of rejection. The essence of humor mirrors the essence of creativity, characterized by the unexpected fusion of disparate elements to form a coherent whole. Generating ideas is inherently enjoyable, but it necessitates a willingness to let go and allow oneself the freedom to explore new concepts. Indeed, creativity and humor are virtually inseparable. Individuals adept at generating ideas recognize the existence of ideas and maintain confidence in their ability to discover them. Conversely, those who struggle to generate ideas often lack this awareness and confidence. It boils down to this simple dichotomy. Accept the belief that there's always another idea and another solution waiting to be discovered. Understand that there are countless potential ideas or solutions for every problem or scenario. Maintain unwavering faith in your capacity to uncover these ideas. Doubt only serves to hinder your progress and put you at a significant disadvantage. The power of self-image and idea generation. Your self-perception shapes your identity and influences your performance. Henry Ford once famously remarked, "Whether you think you can or can't, you're right." Enhancing your self-image is paramount for boosting your performance significantly. To develop a propensity for generating ideas, acknowledge two fundamental truths. 1. The dominance of self-image. Your perception of yourself is the primary determinant of your success. Your self-image governs everything else. If you view yourself as a failure, you're likely to fulfill that prophecy. Conversely, if you see yourself as successful, you're inclined to achieve success. This phenomenon is observable daily. Individuals deemed as gifted may fail, while those considered average excel greatly. The distinction lies in their belief in their ability to generate ideas. 2. Attitude alteration for life alteration. Philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre asserted, "Man is what he conceives himself to be." This sentiment is echoed by sages, clergy, doctors, researchers, psychologists, and others. Real-life examples underscore this truth. The mind influences bodily functions and can reshape itself. If you perceive yourself as creative, you will manifest creativity. Disregard the constraints of time. While some ideas may take longer to materialize, the generation of ideas is not contingent upon time frames, workplaces, schedules, or workloads. Visualize yourself already possessing the ideas you seek, and they will flow effortlessly. Accept childlike characteristics. The essence of creativity resides in the child within, not the mature adult. Adults are often constrained by overthinking and burdened by experience, knowledge, boundaries, rules, assumptions, preconceptions, and fears. In contrast, children embody innocence and freedom. They are unaware of limitations and restrictions. They perceive the world as it truly is, unadulterated by adult perceptions. To enhance creativity, psychologist Jean Piaget advises maintaining a childlike perspective, retaining the inherent creativity and inventiveness that children possess before societal influences take hold. J. Robert Oppenheimer acknowledges the unique perceptual abilities of children, suggesting that their untainted sensory perception could offer innovative solutions to complex problems. Similarly, Thomas Edison extols the unmatched potential of a child's mind, emphasizing its capacity for groundbreaking inventions. Accept the fresh perspective of childhood. Children possess a unique approach to problem solving, anchored in their perception of the present moment rather than dwelling on the past or future. With each encounter, they view problems with fresh eyes, unencumbered by prior solutions. Their innate ability to identify new connections among seemingly disparate elements is exemplified by their penchant for painting trees orange and grass purple, or suspending fire trucks from clouds. Furthermore, children exhibit a remarkable capacity for intense observation, finding fascination in the ordinary, a blade of grass, a spoon, or a face, and maintaining a sense of wonder about the world. As Carl Sagan observed, children are inherently curious and exhibit the qualities of natural-born scientists. They pose profound questions about the universe, such as why the moon is round, why the sky is blue, or what constitutes a dream. Regrettably, as they progress through the education system, their inclination to inquire diminishes, and they cease to ask such fundamental questions. Rediscover creativity through questioning. As Neil Postman observed, children start their educational journey as question marks, but often conclude it as periods. To rekindle your creativity, return to the state of questioning. Challenge the status quo by constantly asking, why? If the answers seem inadequate, it's a signal for potential improvement and new ideas. See the world anew through the eyes of a child. Forget past conventions. Break rules. Accept being different, illogical, and even silly. Rediscover the freedom of being a perpetual question mark. Seek additional input. Creative individuals exhibit courage and an insatiable curiosity. Their relentless quest to understand how things function, their origins, and human behavior drives them to amass vast knowledge, from seemingly insignificant details to profound insights. For many, this curiosity feels inherent, a lifelong need to know, propelling them to continually acquire information. This accumulation of knowledge serves as raw material, which, when combined with other concepts, promotes the birth of new ideas. The depth of one's curiosity directly correlates with their ability to generate ideas, emphasizing its fundamental role in the creative process. By releasing your curiosity and actively seeking knowledge, you can enhance your propensity for generating ideas. Even if curiosity doesn't come naturally to you, nurture it deliberately. Break free from routine and learn to perceive the world with fresh eyes. Reaffirm daily that there's a vast world waiting to be explored. Engage in reading, deep thinking, and imaginative exercises. Challenge yourself to approach things from new perspectives. Pay attention to details that previously escaped your notice. The significance of courage alongside curiosity. Courage holds equal importance to curiosity in the realm of creativity. Interestingly, the more naturally creative an individual is, the more likely they are to experience fear. Their heightened sensitivity to others' thoughts, feelings, and actions can amplify this fear. As Robert Gruden articulated in The Grace of Great Things, creativity is inherently perilous. Accepting new insights threatens the security of established assumptions, while presenting novel ideas risks encountering disapproval and rejection. Despite these challenges, it's essential to confront fear and boldly express your ideas. Keep in mind that those who disapprove are simply apprehensive of change sparked by your ideas. All ideas inherently possess a transformative quality, which can be unsettling for some individuals. The more groundbreaking the idea, the more profound its potential impact, leading to resistance from others. Unleash creative potential. There's no such thing as a truly bad idea. Consider Madame Curie's initial concept, which led to the discovery of radium, or Richard Drew's seemingly flawed notion that resulted in scotch tape. Joseph Priestley stumbled upon carbonated water while exploring the chemistry of air. Furthermore, for every idea, there exists a superior alternative. Rejection should not be viewed as a defeat, but rather as an opportunity for improvement. Distribute your creative energy across multiple ideas, understanding that not all will succeed. This approach ensures that you're recognized as the genius with numerous ideas rather than the individual associated with a single flawed concept. Revise your thought process. Bertrand Russell once remarked, "Many people would rather die than think they do." Your thinking patterns significantly influence the nature of your thoughts and consequently impact the ideas that manifest in your mind. Generating a variety of thoughts serves as fuel for creative ideas. To rethink your thinking, consider the following strategies. Think visually. While conventional thinking relies on words, some of history's most innovative minds have preferred visual thought processes. Einstein, for instance, seldom relied on words. Instead, he conceptualized ideas through images. Similarly, William Harvey perceived the heart as a pump when observing a fish's exposed heart. Alfred Wegener recognized the fit between continents, envisioning the concept of a single landmass. Think laterally. Traditional linear thinking progresses logically from one point to another, akin to stacking bricks. However, lateral thinking diverges from this linear path, allowing for sideways exploration and seemingly illogical tangents. Such lateral thinking often leads to novel ideas and solutions. Challenge boundaries. Unconscious assumptions about constraints can limit creative thinking. Avoid imposing restrictions on your thought process. Establish boundaries. Leonardo da Vinci suggested that confined spaces discipline the mind, while Rollo May emphasized the importance of limits in promoting creativity. Boundaries, such as deadlines or resource constraints, can spur innovative thinking. For instance, the creation of the Caesar salad arose from the chef's need to utilize available ingredients effectively. Similar constraints led to the invention of various culinary dishes. Improve the art of combination. As new ideas often stem from novel combinations of existing elements, your idea generation can flourish if you're adept at blending old elements in diverse ways. Techniques such as analogies, defying conventions, engaging in what-if scenarios, exploring insights from different fields, and accepting risks can all contribute to expanding your repertoire of ideas. Key points. 1. Youth depression is linked to individualism, weakened community, and self-esteem emphasis in affluent America. 2. Pessimism fuels helplessness, while optimism breeds resilience. 3. Overcoming learned helplessness prevents future depression. 4. Optimism is linked to better health choices. Pessimism lowers expectations. 5. Cognitive therapy alters negative thought patterns to relieve depression. 6. Balancing optimism and pessimism is crucial for realistic assessments. 7. Societal individualism reduces community bonds, affecting youth mental health.